Mystic March coming live from Hangout. We're doing a Hangout Radio powered by 92 Zoo, and I've got to say, I'm pretty excited right now. My first interview in history, and it's with the Word, some of my favorite people in all of the land. So we're going to talk to them for a little bit. They're going to be playing tonight at 9 o'clock, but they're super group, so let's get introduced to everybody. So we've got Luther and Cody from North Mississippi All-Stars.
Hey,
got
Maggie.
Hey.
What's up?
And we got Robert Randolph in here as well.
What's up, everybody? How you feeling today?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And who else is in the group, guys?
Well, we got Medeski, but he couldn't be here today, so we got Ivan Neville sitting in. And, of course, Big Chu, Chris Chu on the bass.
Oh, love me some Chris Chu. It's good to see him back.
Yeah, we're sending prayers out to Medeski's father who passed this morning.
That's right.
So we want everybody out there, condolences to Medeski's father, his family. His father's now in heaven, resting peacefully, the place where we all trying to get to as fast as we can. I know I am. I'm ready to get out of this earth.
Yeah, I hated to hear that, man. I'm a big Medeski fan as well, but yes. I know Ivan will do a fabulous job, as always. So what I think is really interesting about you guys, and, you know, a lot of people don't know, is y'all have been together since, like, 2000, right?
Yeah. 2000 has been the year. It was the first time they pulled me out of the church and told me to go start playing rock and roll.
So y'all put an album when y'all got out in 2000, right?
Yep. Yeah, we made a record in 2000. We toured off and on over the years. But finally, the time was right to do it again.
Yeah, we've been seeing your name a lot more lately. And y'all just put out the new album, Soul Food. And it's a gospel album, right?
It's a gospel meets rock and roll meets blues meets everything. The word gospel means good word. So that's why we call it the Word, because you're getting the good word through gospel, through blues, through these, just this music that we really just all. And you know what's funny about the Word is it's really like kind of heaven sent, because we don't plan any of this music. It just happens. And then we listen to it and it's like, wow, what's that? And how do we come together like that?
Yeah, we just make it up. It's faith-based improvisation.
You got to have faith to do this kind of improvisation.
We all definitely succeed at it. I love the album, all about it. I play it on my show every night.
Awesome, thank you.
I'm looking at the screen up there. It kind of looks like we feel like we're on a Howard Stern show or something.
Whatever, right? I'm cuter than Howard Stern.
Yeah, you are. Got that, most definitely.
So I was doing some research on you guys, and I saw that you're, you know, they call this music kind of sacred steel. Yeah. So what is that like a little bit?
Well, sacred steel music is just, you know, it's my history of me growing up in church where the lap steel and the pedal steel was used only sacredly. And it's basically a story that's sort of like the Buena Vista Social Club of it's been going on since the 1930s in my church organization all up until now, where there's pedal steel guitar is the main instrument, and it sort of like speaks as like this voicing singer that allows the whole church to get into a jubilee and 5-hour, 6-hour services. And it's just real joyous. It has sounds of, you know, the Allman Brothers, the North Mississippi All-Stars, everything all in one.
So how did y'all come together to do this project? How did y'all get together?
Man, we were talking to Medeski about doing something, and then we met Robert, like, right? Because he was on a Sacred Seal CD that we heard, and then we realized we had a mutual friend, Eric Amble, this guitar player, producer guy. So we just reached out to Robert. We were like, who is this guy? This is in 2000. And we were playing in New York, and we invited Robert to come play with us. And we just became, like, fast friends, you know?
Well, great musicians normally do, and I think it's an awesome super group. So y'all's new album just came out. Are y'all touring a lot to support it?
We're doing a bunch of festivals now. I think we have a tour that we have that we're going to do in the fall. We're going to do East to West Coast, I guess, something like that. I think, yeah, so it'll be cool. People can look for us. What is the Twitter and all that? I don't even know. Cody may know it. What's the Twitter? What is the Instagram?
Oh, man.
At the Word Band, I think.
There
right?
We go. Yeah.
At the Word Band. Check us out, ladies and gentlemen. Huh? She's all right there.
Did y'all record this album in Memphis? Is that what I read?
Half of it
at Royal. And who's out, like, Chuck Berry's recorded at Royal, Ike and Tina Turner. I mean, the list goes on and on. So it's a huge.
Yeah. And it's a great studio. It's got these great vibes in it. And Luther, it was Luther's idea to go down to Royal because we had started recording in Brooklyn. Then we went down to Royal, and that's really kind of where we got really the soul for the food, you know. In Brooklyn, we just had food, you know. We got down to Memphis, we got the soul going, you know, the black eyed peas and whatnot.
That's Cody's idea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, Boo Mitchell, man, he's just great. He's one of my best friends, and we made that movie together, Take Me to the River. And you know, we were throwing around ideas, place to record the word. Definitely Royal was on the top of the list. I think I love the fact that the record changes locations, though, because the sonics change and the vibe of the music changes. And I'm always like, by the time Soul Food 1 and Soul Food 2 plays and we get back to like the Brooklyn's sessions, I'm ready for it. It really helped the record. I think it was cool.
Recording.
Yeah. Different places. It breaks it up nicely.
Well, you're just talking about movies. Cody, you've been doing a bunch of movies lately, haven't you?
A little bit, yeah, yeah. You know, I did that film with.
He's made a couple adult movies too.
Yeah, yeah. I got the best adult name. it's like what is it? It's like your first pet and your first street, right? Rico Knox. Yeah, Rico Knox strikes again.
Yeah.
Rico Knox.
Mine would be Felix Fontaine.
Isn't it killer? Oh, so good.
That's a pretty good one.
Rico Knox and Felix Fontaine.
That would be Chocolate Thunder 69. Tune in.
Oh, my God. So, speaking of TVs and movies, you guys were just on Conan. How was that? Just a couple days ago, right?
Man. Cool.
Yeah, just on, was it Monday, we were on Conan. It was great.
Yeah.
Had a great time. Conan's such a great guy and such a great show. And yeah, you know, it's probably only like the second or third time we played that song. So that was the first time we actually got a chance to work it out. And that's the thing about the word. We never play the same version of the song any one time.
Yeah, they just look at us with their
clipboards
and their numbers and charts and just shake their heads.
It's like, well, dude, you guys didn't do this last time. It's like
every
it's
time you
never
play it,
gonna
be different. oops,
it's never the same.
I mean, that's a big deal. You know, playing on Conan is a huge deal, but you don't see like a lot of jammier blues gospel bands on there. So that's awesome. Congratulations.
We're setting a new trend, baby. The word
that's
Conan's
right.
A cool dude, man. He plays guitar all during rehearsal. He had his strapped on, just playing and singing.
Yeah,
he's a big supporter.
Now that they let the word on there, they'll let Fish on there now. You know.
The word. Clearing the path for Fish.
We cleared the path for Fish.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you say right when y'all got together that was one of the first shows y'all played was Conan in 2001?
That was the first TV show that we were on. When the first Word record came out, we did Conan. We did Joyful Sounds on Conan. Yeah. In 2001, was it? Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's kind of a full circle thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, talking back about the album, I know y'all got a couple of vocal guests on there. Y'all had a Levon's daughter on there, right?
Amy yeah. Helm, yeah.
Amy Helm and
Ruthie Foster.
Yeah, Ruthie
man,
Foster.
They both did so good, man. Ruthie just tore it down on Blood, man. Ruthie.
Whew. When I See the Blood, yeah, it's a gospel song, but she basically took it to a different kind of church, man. She, you know. I listened to it this morning, man, and I'm like, whoa, I'm ready for today. You know.
She works with the Blind Boys.
Yeah.
Derek
and Susan, yeah. She's a lot of different people, you know.
She's a great friend, you know. And she went in there all by herself and overdubbed this track, and it's like the most spirited.
Oh, man.
Insane. She got so into it.
It's really beautiful. If anybody really want to know what Sacred Steel is, you listen to that song. Like, that's the best version of a Sacred Steel example of a moment in church when you listen to a song off the new Word record called When I See the Blood, starring Ruthie Foster. Yeah, it's great. It's a great song.
Well, I think the gospel trend's almost coming back a little bit. There's a bunch of other bands that are getting real big. Corey Henry, I'm a big fan of, man, he definitely preaches it.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
You know what's funny, man? I think more people are starting to just. You know, there's sort of been the great divide now of really people just want to hear some, I hate to say real music, but just, I say different music. So all these musicians that, all of us musicians that really like to play and like to do improv, fans are really starting to just grab onto that scene more, you know? So you kind of have the split. You got the, you know, the pop song. Everybody, when I'm in love with the cuckoo. You got all of that going on one side. Then you got all of this other music going on the other side. I mean, look at this festival, Hangout. You know, you got so many different type of bands and, you know, and the fans love it. You know, yeah. You got fans coming to see this band. It's great
lineup.
You know, it's not like, oh, this is the Coachella pop festival, you know.
Oh, we got some soul down here. That's for sure. Uh-huh. I said, we got some soul.
Yeah, you got the soul. You from the soul kitchen.
That's right. That's right. So y'all have all played Hangout before, right?
Yeah.
Everybody here has played Hangout.
I did it the first year that right after the spill, I think it was.
Yeah.
That's right. We were here too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great pictures.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
That was weird because the spill had happened, but it hadn't hit the coast yet.
Yeah.
That was sad.
It was a weird year, but like everybody came together and the festival was still great. And,
yeah.
You know, it was a big deal for us. It was a huge deal. Now that Hangout's still going and it's such a big deal, you know, it's kind of like our baby in the South. You know, it's just such a different world in the South with music, and Hangout's become such a big deal. And
I love the coast, man. The Gulf Coast is so, man. We come down here all the time.
We love you.
We love it.
I don't come down here enough. I need to.
It's the spot, man.
I love it, man. No, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, I live in Jersey, so I get all of the Jersey Shore stuff. That's a whole other scene, man. You know,
it's a
dangerous scene. Yeah, I'm a Jersey guy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, born and raised.
Didn't know.
Everybody think I'm from the South. See, they came up to the North and stole me, man, and got me out of the North. Got me getting some soul, man.
You got that Southern grit.
Yeah, hang around them.
They definitely have it. And I have to say, I'm like so ecstatic to do this interview. We were talking earlier, and North Mississippi All-Stars is the first band I ever saw when I was about 8 or 9 years old. And to be sitting here in the bus with them and talking to them, it's...
I don't know if you should tell anybody that.
I'm a baby. I'm really young.
Where was it
I'm
at?
Really, really young, guys.
What was it at? Proud Larry's?
It was at Proud Larry's.
Oh, man. They calling Difus on you now, man. What was... on your parents. What was they... what were you doing in Proud Larry's at 9 o'clock?
I know. Well, my brother worked there. So I had an in, and he was supposed to be watching me, and I think he didn't want to watch me, and he wanted to watch you guys instead. So I was the victim.
I grew up at Proud Larry's, too.
That was funny.
And look how well you turned out.
Oh, it's so sweet. I'm a freak.
Well, thank you, guys.
Big show. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for talking to me. And, yeah, they're playing 9 o'clock. What stage are y'all playing on?
One over there.
The other one. Not this one, but that
Palladia stage at 9 o'clock. Be sure to catch him, The Word. And I missed it, Marge. I'll be back in just a little bit. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.